Do you love great podcasts? Do you love great Australian podcasts? Of course you do. Australians make incredible podcasts. And if you want to stay up to date with the best Australian shows, then check out Oz Podcasts. Look for us on social media and find your new favourite show from the Australian podcast directory on ozpodcast.com.au. That's OZPODCASTS, ozpodcast.com.au. Check it out.
If you like new stuff before anybody else, if you like to keep your finger on the pulse, if you like the future and want to be in it, then keep on listening because we'll start in a minute. Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha! Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha! Ha! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Let's go!
Welcome to episode 313 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on the 8th of November 2014. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at midday Melbourne time. Please rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Also follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast. Your hosts today are Brad, Jen, Steve, Jacob, Bryce, and myself, Andrew. And our very special guest today is Ray Heyman from the fantastic Haystack app.
Andrew, how are you? How you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks, buddy. It's a warm one today in Melbourne, isn't it?
It is indeed. How's your week been, mate?
Yeah, really good. Pretty busy, actually. I've got my mum, Bev, who's been on the show before. She might check in a little bit later on, and her husband, Wayne, down. They're down for the horse racing. I checked out the horse racing on Thursday, Oaks Day, Melbourne Spring Racing Carnival. So it's good to have them down for a week.
Good stuff. Explain to what that is for the people in the US or around the world.
Okay, basically every week in springtime in Melbourne, we have Spring Racing Carnival, it's called, where we have the Melbourne Cup, which is Australia's biggest horse race, and that's followed by another three races in the same week. And so you basically have four Group 1 major horse racing events inside of a week, and a lot of people travel to Melbourne to be a part of it, and it's a fantastic time. The weather's always great, and everyone sort of gets out and has a look and puts on a quick five each way bet and sees if they can back a winner.
There's a lot of horses from around the world too, isn't it, Andrew, from in the Melbourne Cup, isn't it?
Yeah, there are, Brad. For the Melbourne Cup, about half the field these days is international horses from America, Great Britain, Japan, all over the place. So it's great to see some of these internationals want to come down and steal the cup away, but unfortunately they've managed to do it for the last few years, so it'd be good to get an Aussie horse back in there.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. All right, we've got Bryce back on. Welcome, Bryce. How are you, mate?
Hey, I'm good, thanks, Brad.
Did you Did you have a bet on the Melbourne Cup at all, or you're not interested in it?
No, I normally do, but this year I didn't. I was busy on the day. Normally I do.
Okay, cool, mate. Did you get a chance to check out the new Foxtel stuff at all during the week, or?
No, I haven't. When are they going to release that?
That's out now, mate.
So you can actually order one now?
No, not the IQ, the actual channels and stuff, new channels.
Okay.
No, there's no IQ yet, so I'm still waiting on that.
Any idea? Like, have they hinted at that?
No, they haven't, mate. They haven't said anything. Yep. Hopefully before Christmas, I hope, but, I doubt it very much, but we'll see. Who else we got on here? We got Jacob on. Welcome, Jacob.
Thank you, Brad. How's your week?
Good, mate. My week's been good. How's yours been? Been good?
Other than taking all the dogs out from one of my friends.
Yeah.
When one of them's trying to rip my shorts off.
Okay. You got a TiVo thing as well, didn't you? TiVo sent you a TiVo.
TiVo plushie.
Yeah. That was cool.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. Jennifer's back on. Welcome, Jennifer. How's your week been?
Hey, my week has been wonderful. How about you?
But yeah, it's good. Good, thanks, Jen. And what have you been up to in the past week? Anything exciting? Or?
You know, I've done a little bit of traveling for work. Nothing too exciting. Tomorrow, I'm going on a nice long hike starting at, we're leaving this area at 5:15 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, but it's going to be a beautiful, like, 14-mile hike in the mountains, and it will be a lot of fun and cold, a little bit snowy and icy, perhaps. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. And our friend Krista Rizzo came back, Jennifer.
Oh, gosh.
We won't go back. We won't go into it. Shout out
to Christopher Rizzo. Yeah, he messaged me last night when he said, I've been home for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so we chatted last night, and I am just so happy that he's back. If no one knows Christopher Rizzo, he's like one of the best tech guys out there. Mm. So smart. Mm. And he was on a hiatus for a while and now is back. Yep. So happy to have him back.
Yep, definitely. We need to get him on the show one day, maybe have a chat with him about some tech stuff. Definitely.
Yeah.
Also, Steve, welcome back. How are you, Steve?
Pretty good. How about yourself, Brad?
Good, mate. How are you been this week? Any exciting?
Oh, good. It's been raining lately, so hopefully tomorrow it stops raining. I got to film a news story tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be outside, so it's going to be a little bit hard to do. So
cool.
We'll see.
Good stuff. Okay, let's jump into the guest then, Andrew. We'll have a chat with Ran from Haystack. It's an app to do with business
yeah, absolutely,
cards.
Absolutely, bro. We've got Ran on today, which is fantastic, and he's from the Haystack app. Give us a brief rundown of what the Haystack app is all about. It's I'll let you give a quick rundown, Ran.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for that. Haystack is an app that is basically business cards without the paper. So basically, the app stores and automatically updates the business cards you receive, and it lets you share your own business card directly from your phone. So you basically don't need to carry anyone else's paper business card, and you don't need to carry your own as well.
So it's quite a clever idea, and I really love the name Haystack behind it. Obviously, playing on the fact that, you know, to find the right details is sometimes looking for a needle in a haystack. I believe you launched in October, and you guys had the Brisbane City Mayor come out as well to your launch. Tell us a little bit about the event itself and how that went, and a little bit about how the app has been going in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, so we've launched about 2 weeks ago on October 21st, and the Lord Mayor of Brisbane was quite kind to us, and he was quite excited when he heard about what the app is doing, and he really put his himself behind it, and the council as well, and the council itself is adopting the app to try and save on printing costs while also making it possible for easier connection for the council people with the community. So that's been really great. The launch day was just, you know, it started with the Lord Mayor, but it continued to a launch party at night with a lot of friends. So it's been a very exciting day for us.
And how's the app gone in the last couple of weeks since it's actually launched?
What's that, sorry?
How has the app gone with downloads and things like that? Has it met your expectation as far as since you've launched the product, people have been downloading and using the app? What kind of feedback and things like that have you had thus far from people? And have there been any sort of, I guess, you know, every time you launch a new app, there's a few little things that you think about, you know, maybe we could have changed, or advice, feedback that comes in. Is there anything like that that sort of happened?
You know, as the founder of an app, you're never happy with however many downloads you have. You always say, I want more. But I'll tell you what did surprise us. The thing that surprised us is the engagement of the people that use the app. The engagement has been enormous, to the point that there are hundreds of business cards being scanned every day. On the slowest day, there are a few hundred business cards that get scanned. So that means that people use it a lot. And that's been very surprising. The other thing that completely surprised me was the amount of customer feedback and people reaching out to our support. I don't know, you have a few people on the show. I'll ask a question. Did any of you ever contacted app support?
App support for apps, for the iPhone app?
A particular free app you downloaded from the iTunes or the Play Store, have you ever actually reached out to the support?
No, not really. No, not in particular, no.
I haven't either. No.
Yeah, and I haven't either. And it's a funny one because we've received hundreds, literally hundreds of people reaching out to app support, either with great feedback or with feature requests or with a few things they did not understand how that, you know, they wanted to achieve a certain outcome, you know, trying to create their own card and make it look better, and they didn't know how to do that, so they reached out to support to us. So the key thing for us, and you know, so we obviously identified a few things that worked really well, and we identified a few things that obviously did not communicate very well, because if a lot of the questions came about the exact same question. So this is great for us because we are now working on the updates to make it clearer, at least on the communication side. But the amazing thing is that the amount of engaged users that instead of uninstalling an app because it didn't do what they wanted to do, they actually reach out to support, means that it really is important for our users to find a solution that can do that for them.
That's really encouraging that people are actually reaching out. It means that, you know, even if they're having a few little challenges or they're not sure how to do things, they see the value in the app and what you're doing, and they want to be a part of that, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, and that has been a resounding, you know, that was from every single support ticket we got. It was, I'm really excited. I was waiting for something like that to come along. I've seen some of, you know, because we've done a few media shots that show a few business cards, and they saw how great they look, and they're really excited about how do I make my card look as great as the ones I've seen in the media shots.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's fantastic. Has anyone else got any questions for Ron?
Yeah, I sure do. So can you kind of walk us through the process? Now, I encounter a lot of colleagues and get their business cards, and, you know, I have a huge, if I look at my drawer right now, I have like a stack of cards that's maybe about 3 inches long, right? And it's just so many cards, and I'm just like, gosh, what do I do with these cards? And just hold on to them. They take up space. And so I would love to use something like this. I'm excited that you're going to eventually bring it to the States. But can you walk me through the process of how exactly does it work? And is this also a solution for people that have their business card maybe in the app where they can send it to someone else and have them, I don't know, how is that a process also?
Yeah, so I'll try and explain that. It's a great question. And the question here is that we're not the first ones to think about, you know, scanning business cards into the phone. One of the real questions, what's different about Haystack to all the previous solutions that came before that? And there are three key areas that it is different. The group of apps that came before that, they could scan the business cards. So instead of taking space in your drawer, you can take a photo and that will transcribe it into text and save it on your phone. The problem with these solutions is that the information stays static on your phone. So exactly like the information in your drawer basically goes out of date over time, because if you look at the drawer of business cards you have, how many of them are still up to date?
Oh, a lot of them are old, right? Some of them are 3 years old, 4 years old, you know, even older. So, yeah, good point.
Exactly. And you don't, the right answer is that you just don't even know which ones are correct and which ones are out of date. Mm-hmm. And by scanning business cards into your phone, that doesn't solve the problem if the information stays static. So one of the key differences with Haystack is that Haystack keeps the information in dynamic manner. And that means that the information on the business card will change over time on your phone. In the back.
Nice.
So back of the app. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say that's extremely important, because one of the things that I noticed, you know, whenever I'm researching other people, and I pull up through Salesforce, for example, and we have you know, data.com, where we pull up this information of people that we're trying to research and find out who the contacts are for these companies. And the data that's in there is so old. And if there were a way to, you know, even on the business card side, just to dynamically update those cards you know, and be able to access real-time data about somebody versus old data. I think that's fantastic. I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. I was just commenting.
No, but this is exactly right. This is exactly right because the problem we were set to solve was to solve outdated information in our contact list, because even in our contact list on our phone, we don't know how many of these contacts are out of date or not. We definitely know about the people that are close to us, but anyone that is a business acquaintance or just not a very close friend, we actually don't know if the information is correct. And we developed Haystack to solve that problem beyond business cards. The reason why Haystack is a business card reader is because we are starting at the very beginning, the first time you meet a person, and that is the first feature we're doing, which is basically let's record the information correctly and let's keep it up to date, and we'll be able to do that over time. Because what the service we have sitting in a cloud server behind the app is a learning algorithm, and the learning algorithm is collecting data from a lot of sources to basically be able to update that information. So you take a photo of a business card today, that person 3 months down the track moves to another job, gets a promotion, moves to another office. That information, as soon as one of the information sources feeds that into the learning algorithm, that will get updated right on your phone.
Nice.
So
that's extremely
yeah, so this is one
wow.
one thing. And then And then Jennifer, you asked about the opposite. Can you share your own card with others? And this is another differentiator, because a lot of apps, the other apps that you know, they're able to say, yeah, you know, you can bump contact details together, you can whatever mm-hmm. else it is that you can transfer information between two people under one condition that both that all people you ever meet also have the exact same app installed on their phone.
Correct.
In a world with more than a million apps on the App Store, that is just not a universal solution. So we've built Haystack that when you're a Haystack user, you can create your own card. It takes under a minute to move mm-hmm. from your paper card onto a beautifully designed card on the app itself. And you can share that card with absolutely anyone with an internet-connected device. So they don't need the app. They don't need a specific phone. In fact, they can use a laptop, a tablet, a smart TV. Anything that is an internet connected with a browser will be able to view and use your business card.
Oh, that's fantastic. What about, let's say, if I create a business card and I want that to be part of my email signature, and you know, when I'm setting up my corporate email, is that a possibility? Is there maybe a link to the card I could use, or does that work?
Exactly. So because we have that fallback, there is every card has a link. And in mm-hmm. fact, my email signature is using my business card. And the nice thing that apart from making the email signature just a one-liner to say, you know, Ren Hyman, founder at Haystack, and click here for the rest of the details, the nice thing is that that email might sit in your inbox for a year. A year later, you want to try and contact me. When you go to my phone or email, you'll actually get the latest one straight from my signature.
That's really cool. Now, is there a cost for this, or is there an in-app purchase, or how does it, what's the cost structure for this?
Okay, so the app is completely free and there are no limitations on everything I've said.
Oh, wow. My goodness. I thought
very cool.
You should charge for it. How about, are you thinking about maybe launching for enterprise and launching the solution to some corporations that maybe they would like to buy into it and offer this as, you know, because that could really, you know, think about all these companies that spend so much money on business cards, right? I know we do. And, you know, if we had a soft solution instead of, you know, wasting some paper. Yeah, I think something like that is definitely worth money. Are you thinking about going the enterprise route?
Exactly right. So everything. So you basically touch exactly on where we are going to monetize it in the future. Enterprises mm-hmm. can use it. I mean, they can just get their people to start using the app, and that's still all for free. So and enterprises, by the way, a company spends on average $50 per year per employee on just printing business cards, right?
Wow.
So mm-hmm. we our premium services will be targeted at these enterprises to say, to basically get a company-wide control over their workforce, so they can control the look and feel of the business card, so they have the right marketing messages on them, they have the right coloring and branding that they want, and they can just deploy it across the workforce. And that is obviously one of the future revenue streams that we're planning. The other one actually touches on your Salesforce point, that how many of these contacts that you have there are out of date, and we'll be able to offer cleansing API to cleanse all data. So we're not going to sell you new data. So if you don't have a phone number, we're not going to give it to you, because we're just not in the business of selling people's data, but we will be able to just help you remove outdated information out of there.
Nice. That's wonderful.
All right. I'm pretty impressed. Steve or Bryce, you got any questions?
No, I don't, but I think it's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, definitely, mate. Yeah, definitely. Steve, any questions?
Oh, well, just kind of a little bit what Jennifer went into. Well, it's funny, in the pre-show, me and Jennifer were like, you know, is it going to be available in America? And obviously you want to get it up in the Australian market first. Of course, I'm not a developer, so I don't know if you can put it in multiple different iTunes stores located in different countries, but I guess you can. So, because I'm actually interested in this app as well, because I have about a billion of these business cards, and I want to get rid of them and, you know, lose them and everything, so I can store them on the phone. Make do you have any backup where you can back it up, your data, where you, in case you lose it? Or actually, I just thought of it as I was talking about it, but.
Yeah, so because everything is based in the cloud, as soon as you sign into the app, any business card you add or your own business card, everything is synced, so you can sign in from multiple devices. So you scan with one device and the business cards will show up on the other. And, of course, it's all automatically backed up. So you have complete backup of everything. To your point around going outside of Australia, I'll try and explain why we've done it, because, you know, a lot of startups, you know, start only in the US and that's a very big market, and then they go elsewhere. But I'll try and explain why we go and start in Australia, and even more specifically, we're concentrating on getting the adoption up in Brisbane. I think in the app building world, I think there is a common saying that says that in order to launch a successful global app, you need to conquer an American college first. You know, and if you think of the Facebooks and Tinders of the world, you see that they all started in colleges. In Brisbane City is our American college. Brisbane is a big enough city to have some serious global businesses located here, while the Central Business District is small enough to have a highly interconnected business professionals network. And that is a perfect ground to launch a new app like Haystack, and basically do a lab experiment the size of a city. So we'll obviously open this thing up to more countries. We actually built it that the OCR can work in 27 different languages already. We specifically limited to English for the time being, just to try and optimize it in one, around one city.
Very interesting, Ram. Very interesting, yeah.
It's also good to limit to English as well, just while you launch.
Yeah, definitely.
Just so that if there's any issues or errors or any of those sorts of things, you can really focus your attention on one language as you go through.
Mm. Steve, any questions for Ran? Any questions, mate?
No, I think it was. I think that was it.
All right, Ran, can you hang around for a while, mate, or do you need to go, mate?
That was supposed to be me, bro.
Oh, Jacob. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, before you quit. Go ahead, Jacob. We've got the news to do, mate.
Oh, it's okay. What I was going to ask, like for me, like for anybody that has an iPad with no internet, like if they go on a Wi-Fi, put all the cards, but like if they walk away and they have no internet, would they still be able to still view them?
Definitely. You don't need an internet connection to view the cards, Jacob. You don't need to.
So basically they're on your phone.
Yeah. Okay, Rand, can you hang around for a while, mate? Can you hang around? Because we
just gotta get. Yeah, I'll just make the point that it is on your phone, backed up to that to your cloud account. So the reason we keep it on the phone mainly is because of speed, so you can access them quickly with no delays. But also for the fact that you might want to use it when it's when you don't have internet connection. And I'm happy to stay on the line.
Okay, hang around, Rand. We'll get into some news, and then we'll have a few more words with you, mate. Let's go into the news, Jen, and we'll play this.
And into the Tech Webcast news. The first story is coming from iMore, and it is about Apple. They're actually sending out an email encouraging people to upgrade to iOS 8. So Apple has, if you have an Apple product, you probably have gotten an email about this if you haven't upgraded yet. And the email details all the major features of iOS 8 along with instructions on how to install the update both via your device or iTunes. This email is probably a response, we're thinking, to the overall adoption of iOS 8 compared to that of iOS 7. Part of the problem was that iOS 8's initial releases were plagued by problematic bugs, so users were more likely to wait until the first release to upgrade. And another issue stemmed from the fact that over-the-air updates were requiring a massive amount of space to install, space that many people were not willing to give up. So to address that second point, this email makes the iTunes upgrade path a clear alternative for those that might not otherwise know about it. So if you haven't upgraded yet, be on the lookout for an email from Apple. The next story is coming from Nelby.com, and it's about Foxtel IQ3. They're saying it's been delayed again. People are asking, when will the next generation IQ3 set-top box be launched? The device, which Foxtel first announced in March of 2013, has been widely anticipated by TV fans. Originally expected to launch in mid-2014, deadlines have slowly been slipping backwards. One industry source recently said that Foxtel will most likely hold a launch event for IQ3 in December, but it's unlikely customers will receive the units until early 2015. Also in the news, coming from Mashable.com, you know, this is really great. We're saying that you probably want to cancel any plans that you have for the rest of today or tonight, because the Internet Archive, which is a nonprofit best known for backing up web pages, archive.org, has a collection now of 900 video games ranging from the 1970s to the 1990s, and they can be played in your web browser. No coins required. It's called the Internet Arcade, and the collection includes familiar games such as Astro Invader and Pac-Man, as well as more obscure titles from that era. Most include detailed background histories and links to play in the browser. Also in the news, coming from TheVerge.com, there is an interview that they did with the CEO of Currency, which is the merchant-backed app that's taking on Apple Pay. Now, until a few weeks ago, a lot of people might not have heard of the Merchant Consumer Exchange, MCX, which is a digital payments platform backed by some of the biggest retailers in the United States. And that's because their product, which is an app called Currency, hasn't launched yet. But now when CVS and Rite Aid blocked the NFC readers for Apple Pay and Google Wallet because of exclusive contracts with MCX, the company was suddenly front page news. So after that rough introduction to the mainstream, things got worse for MCX. A security breach actually let hackers make off with email information on Currency users. Consumers descended on the app, slamming it with negative reviews in the App Store and Google Play, even though most actually had not even used it. Amid all the sturm and drang, the actual product got lost in the controversy. So earlier this week, The Verge sat down with MCX CEO Deckers Davidson and learned about why anyone should use the currency when Apple Pay is already on the market. So I will not read the entire interview, but if you're interested, check out TheVerge.com and just look for the story about currency. Next story is coming from MulksTalkTV.com, and it is about Stream Company. Stream Company offers Stand Up for Stalking. So Mike Sneesby, who is the CEO of Stream Company, a joint venture between Nine Entertainment Company and Fairfax Media, unveiled Stan, which is a new brand of their subscription video on demand service, and it will be launching soon. To quote them, they say, "We are thrilled to reveal the new name in entertainment, Stan, with world-class TV content, including TV shows, movies, and an abundance of kids shows to watch when you want. Stan is a game changer for entertainment in Australia." Mr. Sneesby said that starting today, we will begin to reveal some of the highly anticipated and first-run content that will be available exclusively on Stan. Next story is coming up from GigaOM.com, and it's about Netflix. They're getting ready to finally launch in Australia. That's right. They are preparing for a launch in Australia next year and has started to hire marketing agencies for a big promotional push in 2015. This is according to a report from local media and marketing news website Mumbrella. Netflix has hired two agencies called Droga5 and We Are Social to handle marketing and social media for its launch, and Mumbrella is reporting that the streaming service is preparing to send more than 20 million Australian dollars, around 17 million on the US dollars, on these campaigns, and Netflix spokesperson declined to comment further on the report. So be on the lookout for that. Another story coming from Mac Rumors. This is the last one, MacRumors.com. And it's about iMessage and FaceTime. They are actually ranked as the most secure mass market messaging options. The Electronics Frontier Foundation, or EFF, which is a nonprofit digital rights group, has investigated the security of various messaging apps and created a new secure messaging scorecard ranking messaging apps like iMessage, FaceTime, BlackBerry Messenger, Skype, Snapchat, and more based on these seven different factors. Number one, is a message encrypted in transit? Number two, is it encrypted so the provider is unable to read it? Number three, can you verify contacts' identities? Number four, are past communications secure if keys are stolen? Number five, is the code open to independent review? Number six, is security design properly documented? And the last one, number seven, has the code been audited? Unsurprisingly, the apps that scored the highest on EFF's charts are those dedicated to secure messaging, such as iPhone apps ChatSecure, Signal, CryptoCat, and both of which scored high check marks in all categories. Apple's iMessage scored 5 out of 7 check marks, earning points for encrypting messages in transit and encryption that's unreadable by Apple. But the messaging app was faulted for an inability to verify contacts' identities and the fact that Apple's code is not open to independent review. FaceTime was scored in the same way as iMessage, also offering encryption but no contact verification as well. So quite an interesting article. Check it out on MacRumors.com. And that's all we have for the news, Brad.
Thank you, Jennifer, for reading the news stories. Great stuff, as always.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Bryce first and get his opinion on these stories. Bryce, you have an opinion on any of these stories at all, mate?
No, I don't, except for the Foxtel, which, I think I'll probably go back to watching it once they eventually decide to release the IQ3.
Well, yeah.
Who knows when that's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. But I'll stick with them for a little bit longer, but, you know, I've been looking for the IQ3 for a while now. And
So they announced that in early 2013.
I think they did, yeah, but I think they're still working out with some bug issues and stuff, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, they can't put a box out, you know, with that sort of thing in it, you know.
Yeah.
all takes time, I suppose. Oh, well. What about Netflix coming to Australia, Bryce? What's your view on that, mate? Do you have any opinion on that at all?
I think probably it'll be different to the what the US has. I'm guessing that we're going to have probably at least for a few years we're going to have a pretty crappy lineup.
Yeah.
Until we get the major companies sign on and say that they'll make it available in Australia. But Netflix in the US, when I watch it through a VPN, it's pretty good. I like it. And if it came in its full form to Australia, that would be amazing. But I highly doubt that it will. I think it'll be a shitty version of the US.
Netflix. What do you watch on Netflix, Bryce? What are you watching? Because they're all old shows, right? Old movies and stuff, aren't they? Isn't it? There's no newer sort of shows, or what do you watch on there?
If I find a TV show that that I want to watch, then I can watch each season. It's not up to date in the sense that if you're currently watching a season, then it's not going to be that up to date. Sons of Anarchy, it takes a while to put the seasons up, which kind of sucks. But if you're not watching it currently and you're watching an older TV show, you can get every season of it, which is pretty good.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm really loving the Box Set channel, the new Foxtel channel, the Box Set channel. That's really nice. Really good channel. Check it out if you get a chance. It's also on the iPad as well, and the Foxtel Go app. What about the Stan, this new Stan streaming website?
The
new Stan website, streaming TV shows and movies.
I haven't checked it out. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Ran. What about you, mate? Have you got any views on them stories, mate?
Being an Android user, I got to say I was surprised with the emails from Apple. That was the most interesting bit for me, to how important it is for them to just get everyone on the latest version. It's obviously, I can understand the importance, but interesting to send emails.
So you're not an Apple user then? You use an Android? You have an Android?
Well, running an app on both platforms, I actually use both phones. But my go-to, I have an iPhone 6 and a Nexus 5, and my go-to is Nexus 5.
So. Oh, yeah. Cool, fair enough. Good stuff, mate. Steve, what about you, mate?
Actually, this is a story I wish we kind of did last week, which is the Currency app. Payment app. Now, I've been really watching Apple closely with their Apple Pay and some of the other competitors, and I believe Apple Pay is really going to be the one to take hold and go forward. Now, interestingly enough, now this the Currency app, which is put out by Merchants Consumer Exchange, is a group of retail stores they're trying to get rid of. Percentage of credit cards, because the retailer is going to pay, I think, 2-3% for each credit card transaction. Now, shutting off NFC to prevent Apple from doing this, all Apple has to really do is take the Currency app off out of the iTunes store. Same thing with Google. Of course, with Google, you can sideload it and you can jailbreak, of course, the iPhone, but most consumers don't really know how to do this, and it really upset the Continuum. So probably more than likely, Currency and the Merchant Consumer Exchange is going to have to allow NFC on it, and they're going to probably more than likely coexist. Even right now, the Merchant Consumer Exchange is actually backtracking by a whole lot and try to calm the public on doing this. And I think, like I said, in the future, we're going to see both coexist in the future.
All right. Steve, anything else you want to say, mate, before we go to the next person?
Well, a little bit on the Netflix for Australia. Of course, this happened several times before. You know, it was coming in Australia. It wasn't.
Yeah.
But since, I guess, we're getting some more background information, like I guess they're preparing for things, then maybe this time it looks more likely.
Yeah. What's your guess on the sort of shows, Steve, that we would reckon they'll have on over here in Australia? You reckon they'll be all Australian shows or some American shows? You reckon them?
I'm guessing they're probably looking at, well, I think too, it just depends on the type of shows, because they have obviously they have certain agreements, written agreements with the show's producers, whatever. So it's going to depend a lot on that, and perhaps maybe they're going to take a look at what's the most popular in Australia for certain shows, and then maybe hopefully they're going to put them on Netflix in Australia.
And also Foxtel's got majority of the rights to the shows as well over here too. So I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to go with them too. And also Quick Flicks and as well. So we'll have to wait and see when next year. Jake, what about you, mate? What's your view on them stories? Do you have an opinion?
Well, what I was thinking, it would be funny if Android people got the upgrade to iOS 8, even though they didn't have the phone. That would be pretty weird.
That would never happen, mate. That would never happen.
Yeah, but that would be pretty. It would be a fluke if that happened.
No, that would never happen. That would never happen. Don't suggest that, mate. No, that would never happen. What else? Anything else you mentioned, Jacob?
Well, I like it. Netflix coming to
Australia.
Australia. Yeah, but you might get some crappy stuff right at the start.
Mm. Do you use Netflix at all, Jacob? Do you still use it or not?
Yes, I watch Power Rangers.
Okay. That's so 1990.
I'm all retro, Brad.
Okay. Fair enough. What about you, Bryce? What do you watch on Netflix, mate? What's some of your favorite shows on there you like to watch on there? Can you mention a couple of it at all?
I've gone through a whole bunch of series on Netflix. Actually, sometimes they've got their exclusive series on there as well. They've got what was it called? Like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black and stuff like that. But I watch House. I've been going through that recently.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
A whole bunch. I mean, the benefit is like I don't watch the TV shows current that are going because it's frustrating to wait until it comes out and so forth. So I tend to find ones that have already run through and then I can just keep watching the episodes up until it finishes. But yeah, I mean, I've watched a bunch on Netflix. I can't even remember how many I've watched, but I've gone through a lot on Netflix.
How do you think Foxtel go with Netflix next year? Do you reckon there'll be much drama over that at all, do you reckon, or not?
You mean in terms of competition?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so, probably because if Netflix does come out here, it'll probably be pretty limited, and I don't think... I mean, maybe in, 5 years down the track after it's been released, there might be a bit of competition then, but I'm guessing... it's probably going to be pretty crappy when it comes out initially next year. But hopefully it's not.
I'll check it out and,
I think it probably will be not that great.
All right, let's go to Jennifer. What about you, Jennifer? What's your view on them stories? Do you have an opinion?
I am pretty excited the fact that you guys are going to officially have Netflix in Australia. Mm-hmm. It has been way too long.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm really happy for you guys. And, that's about it. I really don't have any other comments on the stories. I'm glad that iMessage is up there amongst the top of secure apps.
Yeah.
And,
I think it's great that Australia is getting more movie and TV streaming services coming in. I think it's great.
Oh, that's fantastic! Mm. Yeah, and I know you love it because I know you're a big fan.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love it. I love all that sort of stuff, and it's pretty cool. Now we got Bev on the line filling in for Andrew. He had to step away. Welcome, Bev.
Hi, Brad. Hi, everybody. How are you?
I'm good. What have you been up to? Long time no chat.
I know. Oh, doing heaps of things. Pretty busy in Queensland and with racing because in Australia it's the Melbourne Racing Spring Carnival. So that's pretty big for us because Wayne being a bookmaker and all that kind of thing. So the last month or two, it's been pretty hectic leading up to it. Early mornings, late nights, travelling around Australia. Yeah, but it's good.
Good stuff.
We finish off here in Melbourne for the Spring Carnival.
Good stuff. Did you enjoy the Melbourne Cup?
We were bookmaking at Caloundra, which is about an hour and a half out of Brisbane.
Okay.
And, yeah, it was a really good day. It was a very hot day, but it was a good day, very busy. The young ones that just turned 18 thinks it's great because they can have a bet now and they start drinking and it gets a bit monotonous at times. And the girls walk in with their beautiful heels, walk out with them in their hands. It's good. It's a good day.
Do you have a bet, Bev? What about you? Do you have a bet and stuff and have a drink and that?
I do. But Wayne has limited me now. I'm only allowed to bet 5 each way. So,
oh, really?
But that's good. I have a good interest in it.
Good stuff.
I know.
Good stuff. And you're down at Andrew's place. We've been there for a couple
of
days.
We came here on Wednesday. We bookmaked on Cup Day, Tuesday.
Yep.
Flew in, got to the airport about 4 o'clock Wednesday morning, and we're leaving tomorrow afternoon because we've got to go back to do more racing stuff on Monday.
So do you enjoy Melbourne?
Then it starts in Brisbane.
Do you enjoy Melbourne?
Sorry?
Do you enjoy
Melbourne? I love coming home.
Would you ever move back to Melbourne?
I love coming home. No, I don't think I'd come back.
Really?
Winter's not good for me.
Oh, okay.
I have problems in winter here with my throat and all that kind of thing.
Oh,
but
okay.
No, I love coming back. I get off the plane and I think, yes, I'm home.
Yeah.
And then at the other end, it's quite funny, the plane comes in sky grey into Melbourne. Plane comes back to Queensland, sky yellow and blue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite funny.
Yeah.
An hour and a half away.
And you also need to check out the new Foxtel stuff when you get home too, Bev. Have a look at the new box set channel and that. Let me know.
I know. And further on to the Netflix, do you know what? I think it's awesome that they are coming out to Australia because this is going to start keeping Foxtel more honest. Like, I love Foxtel. I'm like you, Brad. I'm a Foxtel nut.
Fan, yeah.
But I think Netflix coming over is good. I do think that the majority of Netflix, when it first comes out, there's going to be a lot of teething problems. It's probably going to be crappy, or the movies aren't going to be right. Oh, no, I'll go back to Foxtel.
Yeah.
But, and I think because we're only a small country, I sort of came in on the tail end when Jennifer was reading it about Netflix. She said something about 20 million? Well, there's only about 22 million people in Australia. So compare that to the US and UK. We're quite small, but it will. It's good. It'll be good for us, and it'll be good to keep Foxtel pretty honest as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I agree with that. Definitely spot on there, Bev.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Foxtel's pricing in Australia just went up and up and up and up, and it was really crazy. Then all the ads, a lot of ads where we never used to have them, but still, I still love Foxtel.
Yeah, definitely. But that's the thing, though. You know, a lot of people complain about ads, and, you know, I think they need to understand that the ads do pay for the content and stuff, you know?
Of course they do, and they pay for the shows that we watch.
Like, exactly.
Not long when they're out of the cinema and into, say, a DVD or, you know, your video shops, we see them on Foxtel. So, you know, quite often I've said to Wayne, oh, damn it, we forgot, we didn't go see this. Oh, look, it's on Foxtel, let's watch it now. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have the IQ HD box, Bev, at home?
Wayne has in his office.
Okay.
So we need to put on the main TV for me, but he has to for racing.
Oh, okay.
So he's got it in the main office.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, That's good.
That's good. Any other stuff been happening, Bev, with you? Anything you want to report on?
Yes, I'm excited. Andrew is putting together my Mac. Yay.
Oh, the Mac. Okay, let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about the Mac for a minute. How are you enjoying that?
Yes, love it. I've been working on Andrew's. It's really good. It's a bit different.
It is.
But I reckon I'll love it once I get right into it.
I'll definitely get the new operating system and that sort of stuff. And
that's what he's doing, getting everything brand new on it. So it's
nice one.
I can't wait. Go home tomorrow with it in my bag.
Bryce, have you got any tips for Bev, for the new Mac? Do you have any tips for her? Because I know you're a big Mac fan. You have any tips for her?
No, not really, to be honest.
For the new Mac at all, or?
Sorry?
For the new Mac. Any tips for her?
Which one?
She's got a new Mac.
What Mac?
I don't know. Which one is it, Bev? Is it MacBook Air?
I don't know.
MacBook Air.
Andrew, what Mac have I got?
MacBook Air.
I've got a Mac Pro.
Mac Pro, is it?
Yes.
Okay, Mac Pro. Okay, there you go. That's it.
He's not fiddling me.
That's it. That's
Mac Pro or MacBook Pro?
I think it might be a MacBook Air or MacBook.
It's MacBook Pro. Okay. Yes, MacBook Pro.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go. So what do you reckon, Jen? Any tips for Bev?
Oh, gosh. Well, Bev, is this your first Mac?
Yes.
It is. Okay, well, first of all, yes. Okay, so coming over from Windows, yes, just something that you should know. Macs are very simple, and the one thing when you're coming from Windows is people try to overcomplicate it. They're like, oh, well, where is here's a folder, but where does it reside on the computer? And just people try to make it a little bit more technical than it actually is. And just try to forget what you know about Windows and look at this from a fresh point of view when you start using the Mac. Super easy, super clean. Mm. You play around. You're not going to mess it up. Don't be afraid. Just go for it.
Yeah, I did buy, you'll laugh at this, I did buy this wonderful little notebook yesterday, and I'm going to pick Andrew's brain when he's feeling a bit better about all the things that would be handy for me to know. And then I guess like everybody else does, then goes on Google to find out how to use it.
Well, what sort of things you need to know, Beth? What sort of things you need? You know, it's pretty easy. What's it? Have you used the Mac before at all? Or?
No, I haven't. I haven't even used one yet. I've been sort of looking at Andrew's different things on it, and I'm thinking, well, I probably don't need this, I don't need that.
Mm.
But, yeah, it's like anything, teething problems to start with, but once I get into it, I think I'll love it.
Yeah, definitely. The looks of it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to having that.
Yeah, definitely. Jacob, do you have any tips for Bev for the Mac at all?
Don't break it.
Thanks, Jacob. Yeah. Andrew did say one thing to me yesterday, which was quite funny. He said, now, Mum, this is something that's really good, it's awesome, but you can't write essays. He showed me how you can text from your Mac to a phone. If I wanted to text him, he said, no essays. That doesn't mean you can do an essay on him. And so I had to laugh. One of my messages can go to Andrew in 4 steps.
<That's> funny.
I know, it was cute.
But it's so easy just to go ahead and just write a book, right? Or write an essay in a text. If you can do it on your computer, it's so it's hard not to do that. Yeah.
I know. I got so excited, Jennifer, when he said I could do that. We ooh. I think he's sorry he told me now.
It's funny. That's really
it is funny. But that's what mums do to their kids, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. My mother does the same thing to my brother, especially. And I'll look at her phone and it's these messages that are just, way too long.
I know. I'm learning to cut down. But look, I've learned everything I know about high-tech tech. Anything has come from Andrew. So I'm probably one of the lucky mums out there. That
you are. Andrew's definitely.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Andrew knows what he's talking about. Okay, Ram, what about you, mate? What's your final view of the show? I'm making to get hold of you before we go. It's time to wrap up the podcast.
What's that, sorry?
Where can they get hold of you, mate? Don't want to get hold of, ask you any more questions about the app.
Getting a hold of me?
Yep.
Twitter handle, the Haystack app. Our website has a great support function. And actually, something that we've added to our app is that you can actually launch an app request, a support request straight from the app, which will launch a chat, a live chat directly with our support. So that's
nice
a great
one.
Way to do it.
Nice one. Good stuff. Yeah. Okay, appreciate your time, Ram, for being on the show, mate. Great up, and hopefully you'll be back on soon. Come back on shortly.
Thank you very much for everyone, Brad, and the rest of the team.
No problem. Okay, let's go to Jacob Jones. What about you, mate? What's we going to hold of you?
JazzBot36691Z.
Okay, you can get me on Twitter at Brad on Tech Webcast. Jennifer, what about you?
People can get me at jenniferruggiero.com or getnerdywithit.com.
And also, Keith T's app has got an update today too, Jennifer, if you didn't know. iPhone 6 support.
Oh, the chat center got an update?
It did, yep.
Great. That must be why I saw you when I was working. I saw a few messages come through, but I just was too busy, so I haven't even looked. I'm way behind on my messages. But yeah, that must be why you were using it.
Yes, cool. I was. Yes, indeed.
And I got something to add.
Go ahead, Jacob.
And they updated it for the iPad.
Oh, it's on the iPad too, is it? Okay.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, they removed the black bars from it, so now they got to stand. It's a fully universal app. Works
well,
on
do you
the
wanna,
iPhone and iPad.
Well, do you want to explain what Chat Center is, Jake, before we go? And Beb might be interested in the app too, to get it on her phone too.
Yeah.
I'll try my best.
Go ahead, mate.
Well, basically, it's like a universal chat app where you can talk to people. Even if they don't have an account, you can talk to them from the web.
But if they...
All you have to do...
Go ahead.
If they don't have one, you can just give them the link. And when they pop the link, it'll take them to a special page. It'll say, hey, we need to know a nickname and know what you want to be called. Then there you go. You're already up. That's pretty fast.
Mm.
And the iPad app, it's more slimline than the iPhone version I was using before.
Might have to get it on my iPad. I just got the new iPad Air too, so I might have to get it on my iPad. Bev, do you have an iPad?
Yes, I have Wayne's iPad more than he uses it. So, yes, I love my iPad.
Sweet. Good stuff. Steve, what about you, mate? What's your final view of the show?
Yeah, I like the show quite a lot. And I'm also interested in the new app, of course, and waiting for it to come to the American store as well.
Yep.
You can find me on Twitter as Chatterbox_live.
Okay, I was just going to ask Rand a quick question. Do you have an ETA on when it'll be in the US at all, Rand?
No, I don't have. It's going to be early next year.
Okay, cool. There you go, Steve. The answer's being answered. Okay, what about you, Bev? Where can they get hold of you?
Oh, I'm just bev@zypho.com.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah, I am. I'm at bevgannon @.
Okay. Good stuff. You can also get Twitter on your Mac too. Really nice app.
Yes, I will. I know it's going to be so exciting.
It is. Okay, what about you, Bryce? Where can get hold of you, mate?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at bilsta57.
Cool.
I don't update it that frequently. I am on YouTube as well.
Yep.
Same name, but yep. Haven't done much recently. Hopefully, I will soon.
Yeah, definitely. How's the iPhone 6 Plus, mate?
Yeah, it's all right. It's maybe a bit too big. I think that's probably the only problem that I have with it.
Mm.
It's not. I found that the Galaxy Note was probably more manageable size-wise. But no, it's good. I mean, I think that the 6 is a much better phone than the 5.
Mm.
I think it's more solid. I think it's a much better build quality. Personally, yeah. That's how I feel.
Anyway. Are you more of an Apple person, Bryce, or an Android person?
No, more of an Apple person, but... Mm. I just find that, I'm not biased towards Apple. If Apple, and likewise, I'm not biased towards Android either, but I just tend to find that the Galaxy Note, I had one of the original ones, and I thought it was a pretty good size, and that's actually why I went for the 6 Plus, but it's probably a bit too big to be manageable. I think when the 6S comes out, I'll just get the normal size version, which I think is a perfect size.
Mm.
I think the standard size is absolutely perfect.
All right, good stuff, mate. Happy to come back on soon, Bryce, and let me know what you think about the new Foxtel stuff.
Will do.
Will do. Okay, cool, mate. Who else? So that's it. That's it, Jennifer. And how's your podcast?
That's it.
How's your podcast going, by the way? Just before we go.
Yeah, it's fine. We're going to probably be speaking with Keith Barrett next week.
Oh, and sweet.
So everything's going fine.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
great
stuff.
Show tonight.
Great show, yep.
I cannot wait. What's that?
Great show. Yes, I agree. Great show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't wait to try Haystack in the coming months when it launches in the States. So I'm excited about that. So, yeah, keep us posted, Rand, if you would.
Yep, definitely. Thank you, everyone, for being on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Rand, for being on, mate. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer!